Get everything you need to bring home the holidays on Black Friday at Menards. Doors open 6 a.m. A Nerf Blaster Dog Toy Blast Tennis Ball 75 feet. Fun for you and your pup. Just $15.99. Delicious Dubai Chocolate is $12.99 a bag. Color-changing Squish Lamps and Performax Drill Bit Sets are only $4.99 each. Menards has great Black Friday gifts for everyone in your family. Doors open 6 a.m. on Black Friday. Good through November 30th. See Menards.com for details.
You've finally broken loose from work. Three friends, one tea time, and then the text. Honey, there's water in the basement. Not exactly how you pictured your Saturday. That's when you call us, Cincinnati Insurance. We always answer the call, because real protection means showing up, even when things are in the rough. Cincinnati Insurance. Let us make your bad day better. Find an agent at CINFIN.com.
Welcome to the Brews and Appraisal Views podcast, where we blend the art of appraising with a touch of insight and a dash of humor. Whether you're a trainee, a seasoned professional, or just curious about the appraisal world, you've come to the right place. So grab your favorite brew, relax, and join us for some expert tips, real-world stories, and valuable advice to help grow your appraisal business. I'm your host, Dan Lindemann, certified appraiser serving South Florida for over 20 years. Hey, Roy. Welcome back, appraisers. Our guest today is Roy Meyer, appraiser, business coach, speaker, AI strategist, innovator, salesman. What else you got, Roy? What else do you do?
How about outsourcing virtual assistants?
Oh, yeah, the VAs. I forgot about that. Yes, my bad. So, appraisers, if you don't know, my guest today is Roy Meyer. He's been in the industry a long time, or the profession, whatever you want to call it. And he's joining us today specifically to talk about AI and then wherever else the topics lead. So Roy, if there's appraisers that don't know yet, just give a brief bio. I know I just did a sentence or two, but.
Yeah, sure. You know, well, first of all, thank you, Dan, for having me on here, and love the podcast and what you put out for everybody. And, you know, for those who don't know me, I've been in the industry about 32 years, probably plus or minus. And so been around a while, specialize. We still have our appraisal firm going strong. And we do, for myself, my firm is kind of running on its own for the most part, but to really have dove in over the years over how do we better streamline, how do we market, how do we grow, how to become more efficient, whether that's through bringing on virtual teams. And now, of course, with AI, which we have been deeply involved with over the last two or three years in regard to that. And as I know we're going to get into this, Dan, but it's interesting on the AI because it means so many different things, right, to appraisers, depending on your level of exposure or your experience with it. So looking forward in diving into that a little bit, but been in the industry a long time. I work a lot more in the background. You know, we have worked with a lot of appraisers, firms, appraisal software companies, associations in regards to helping them grow and scale, and, you know, happy to help here any way I can.
Cool. So your appraisal firm, you still... Somebody else runs it for you out, is it out west? Is it in California? Where's the firm at?
Yeah, so we're in Southern California, and I still have our office manager. We have our own appraisers. The majority of the work that we do is non-lender or private work. We do a lot of estate work, which is my favorite type of work in regard to that. But we made a decision quite a while ago to really try to diversify, or not try, but to diversify, kind of knowing where we were going to be going with the industry. And you know, so... Still going strong. I'm more hands off for the most part, you know, but we have a team. We have our team of virtual assistants. We have our local assistants. We have our appraisers. We have my office manager as well.
That's cool. So, yeah, how did you know where the industry was going? Like, how long ago did you make the decision to diversify away from lending business?
That was probably years ago in regards to, when I say years ago, that's, you know, we're going back 10 plus years now in regard to that. And, you know, really, it's for us, it was just more enjoyable to do the other type of work. You know, at that time, there was still plenty of lending work. Now, we did have the crash back in 2008, 2009-ish, you know, back then, where we kind of forced everybody's hand at that time as well. Sure. But what we found is we just really enjoy doing the other type of work better than we do the mortgage type work. And so that was one of the reasons we started to make a transition, you know, into that type of work. So yeah, for the most part now, of course, we all need to be diversifying because of the industry, but But for us, it started, it was more enjoyable. And we saw that as a way to future proof after the, especially the crash in 08-ish, that we wanted to go in a different direction.
Cool. So yeah, we've never spoke until maybe a couple of weeks ago or whatever, had a conversation, but I've been to some of your webinars back in the past when you were trying to help appraisers with websites. I think it was the VAs after that and something else. So you've always been trying to maybe help appraisers grow in that avenue, and whatever products you can help them with has always been beneficial. At least whatever you're trying to convey to appraisers, I've always found it to be beneficial and to the right direction, which is diversifying away from lending work. Well, yeah, just having a balanced business with diversification. So how did you get on the AI train? How did this happen? Yeah, so you're all in based on our last conversation.
We are definitely all in, Dan, which I know we had a great call and showed you some great things on that. And you're already doing a great job with it. But on the AI train, we've been using it for maybe 4+ years. Now, we were using other tools at the time. There was like tools like Jasper and some other applications. Now, we didn't realize at the time that those were wrappers for AI, and that was really ChatGPT in the background at that time. So we had already been using AI tools, but when AI or ChatGPT came out in November 2022, I was actually in the Philippines. We were doing some training events for virtual assistants and some other things, and I saw that come out. I'm like, oh, this is going to change the world. And so I instantly knew this is something that I'm going to need to dive into 24/7, really absorb it, see what it can do. How can it help me in my appraisal business as well? How could this help other appraisers to do things to diversify and do other things in their business? So we have been eating, sleeping, breathing AI for, especially since November 2022. And where we typically see the issue is not just within the appraisal industry, but in general, is most people just don't know what they have at their fingertips. You know, we have a little bit of limited exposure, but we don't really understand how can we use this to diversify? How can we use it to help us strategize? How can we use it to create compelling copy or emails or outreach or improve our websites, improve our LinkedIn, improve our messaging, problem solve, come up with strategies, because we can go from a 30,000 foot level and break it then all the way down to ground level where it gives us the actual steps to help us achieve whatever we want to achieve. So we have this incredible ally. But once again, we were in the Philippines doing a couple of events, and that came out. And one thing that we did, Dan, as well, which I think I shared with you, we started the actual first AI international internship program at a college out here in the Philippines. And we so invested in AI that we completely flipped that program to where we were going to educate these college graduates and graduating seniors. We were going to educate them on social media marketing, branding, data entry positions, HR positions, those types of things. We flipped the whole program on its head when Chat came out and said, you know what, we're not training any of you on any of that. All we're going to do is train you how to use AI. Because if you can use AI, you can figure out how to do any position out there. Sure. And so that's what we've done since then, is everything we do, we just train people on AI because we know that'll transform, help them in their position. It can help the appraisers, you know, in their roles and what they're doing. So that's where our primary focus is right now.
So an AI internship. So you're just that. So what? How did that happen? How does that happen? Like, you're over in the Philippines and just doing VA work or training them. And this, how does an AI internship happen?
Yeah. So a couple of things. So I've been in the outsourcing space for about 20 years. So we've been using virtual assistants in our business to help it market and grow, and our real estate investment business as well. And so that's something that has been significant in our ability to be able to scale. We've worked with a number of appraisers that have gone on to sell their businesses for quite a bit of money. And one of the common denominators was always having a virtual team to help them to be able to do that. So what happened when AI came out, and I have had several colleges that have reached out to help them implement AI into their curriculum, help help implement AI into their operations. And so as we were doing this, it's like, you know, we really need to be educating your students on how to take advantage of this, because many of the things that they are studying right now is going to be obsolete.
Sure.
So they really, and this goes not just here in the Philippines, but also in general, because unfortunately, a lot of things that people are going to school or getting degrees in right now, unfortunately, when they're coming out right now, I already have AI assistants that do probably most of what they can perform.
Right.
And so in the Philippines for the VA side, with the one particular college that I approached them with, they were all over this and said, yes, let's build out this program, which we had already started to do. But when AI came out, we decided to go in all in on AI. But that was originally from a college who had reached out to me and said, hey, Roy, can you educate us on our students just in general? Transitioned into AI, and now we're booming. And we bring in international employers to employ them. A lot of appraisers.
Get everything you need to bring home the holidays on Black Friday at Menards. Doors open 6 a.m. A Nerf Blaster dog toy blast tennis balls 75 feet. Fun for you and your pup. Just $15.99. Delicious Dubai chocolate is $12.99 a bag. Color-changing squish lamps and Performax drill bit sets are only $4.99 each. Menards has great Black Friday gifts for everyone in your family. Doors open 6 a.m. on Black Friday. Good through November 30th. See Menards.com for details.
Have brought in virtual assistants to help them in their business to do a number of things as well. But so it's proved to be really beneficial in regard to that. And I'll give you an example on that, Dan. We brought in an intern into our company as part of the program, a girl named Kian, no experience in the appraisal industry, no experience really with marketing or branding or operations. We trained her up on AI, and she has become one of the most influential people in our company now as an intern. Now she is probably, now she's 23, and the level of work that she can do in our appraisal company, creating SOPs, managing our team, all because she became extremely proficient in AI. She probably accelerated her learning or her position by 8 or 9 years. With what she's doing now, and we were able to accelerate her learning and how she could help us exponentially almost with just because she knows how to use AI and how it can help us.
So you say AI, what do you mean by AI? Just ChatGPT? What are you talking about?
So great question on that, because it once again, it does mean a lot of different things to a lot of different people. And within the appraisal industry, usually the primary focus around AI is either one, it's going to take our jobs, you know, in regard to that, or two, around data analysis. Now, data analysis is critically important, and it can significantly, AI or artificial intelligence can significantly help us in that role. And it should, and that's an important factor. But where appraisers are missing out on here is the strategic power that we have to problem solve and help us in our business. And AI is a lot more than ChatGPT. There are a lot of other tools out there we use. For instance, things like Claude. If you haven't heard of Claude, it's the competitor to ChatGPT. It does things that are better than ChatGPT does. Chat does things better than maybe Copilot or some of the other things. We use our favorite search engine is Perplexity. I haven't used Google in probably 6 or 7 months. So Perplexity is the search engine that we use for all of our research, or I should say our search in regards to that. There's new models that are coming out every day. DeepSeek is the big one right now that everybody is checking out in regards to like, what is that? That's the Chinese model. It's free. AI Studio Google. Nope, I could go on and on. But there's lots of now AI applications, and they all do different things that can help us in our business. Chat is still kind of the king for now. But you know, there's a variety of tools, and AI is more than just ChatGPT without question.
And the only way to figure this out is to test each one. That's how you know which one does something better. How did you figure that out?
So for us, being as deeply involved in the AI space as we are, I am always testing, or our team is always testing, new models that are coming out. What can they do? What can't they do? We will take things that we're doing in chat. We'll run the same prompts or systems in Claude. Which one is performing better? We'll go into a DeepSeek, or we'll go into another model. Which one is performing better? And so we're always testing to see which ones do different things better. And for instance, like Claude does a great job on data analysis, but even better, it writes amazing like copy, or it sounds many times more human. And when we're writing maybe emails or social posts or branding posts or different types of things, its quality is better than chat. Chat is really good at strategizing, doing those types of things. In addition to, you know, it can do data analysis and those types of things as well, but it does a better job of strategizing than Claude does. So the one thing that appraisers want to make sure they don't get lost in is the shiny object syndrome, you know, because in AI, every day, probably a new 100 new tools are coming out every day, right? And if we're continually chasing all of these shiny objects, we're never going to get anything done. So if, you know, for the listeners, I would just focus to start with, chat is still king in regards to. So just get in, understand it, use it. And one of the questions, Dan, that we get asked a lot is it worth the paid version? Is it worth the pay to spend $20 a month? And I would say absolutely yes. I cannot think, if I only had 20 bucks, you know, to my name, and I had to invest in something per month, it's going to be chat.
Wow.
Because the what we're going to get, the return on investment for that $20 between the extra power we get within ChatGPT, the more prompts we get, the first to market other things that they're offering, it's definitely a benefit once you understand how you can leverage chat and the other things you can do with it. So I don't know if that answered your question. We kind of went a long way around that.
Well, I will say, if you had money to spend each month $20, you should probably invest it in the appraisal referral network. That should be your first investment.
There you go.
Instead of chat, just so you know.
Great point. Great point.
All right. Again. So appraisers are just getting into AI. So the first thing they go to is chat. What are they doing? How is this going to help them? What's the first thing they should, you know, offload on chat?
So here's a great tip for everybody. If you're getting into chat and you're just getting started with it, you're not even sure what it can do. So one of the keys to success with, let's just say ChatGPT, it's trained in a conversational mode. So what we need to do is learn how to have a conversation with it. We don't just go in, type, get an answer. We have this like very simple linear discussion, or rather type and it responds. I never type. I use a voice in Chrome extension and I'm just talking. So when I'm talking, the text is going into chat and I'm just talking away. And what you can do with it is when you learn to have a conversation, you're going to get much more out of it. You're also going to see it's responding in a conversational way to you. And so to get started, what would be really helpful is just going to be honest with it. Say, hey, chat, I am just getting started. I don't know what I'm doing. I don't know how you can help me. I'm a real estate appraiser and I'm brand new to AI. I'm brand new to ChatGPT. What are all the different ways of how you could help me in my business? See what it says. You're going to be amazed at the feedback that it gives you. And then not only will it tell you how it could help you, now we can tell it, hey, we want you to do that. And then it can actually do that for you. The other thing that I would encourage every appraiser to do, or everybody who's listening here, is whenever you're working on any task during the day, whether you're in your reports, whether you're pulling comps, whether you're doing narratives, whether you're doing market research, whether you're growing your business, whether you're marketing to attorneys, whether you are writing revision requests, whether you're setting up orders, whatever it is, go in and tell chat, just have a conversation, turn on the mic. Say, hey, chat, I am currently working on this in my business. This is the process I'm currently doing. How can you help me? When we're going in and we're just asking it, how can you help me? You're going to be amazed at the feedback where you're like, I didn't realize it could do that. Oh, wait a second. It could help me do that. It could help me do this. And so that's an exercise where if, you know, the appraisers who are listening, just get used to like muscle memory. Go in, what am I working on? I'm going to open up chat. Hey, chat, I'm working on this. How can you help me? And you're going to get some great feedback in regard to that. One other thing, Dan, before I forget, and I tend to talk fast, so I apologize if I talk fast. I get excited about you know, AI stuff, and I try to get as much, you know, try to get as much into the time as we have as possible. But here's a tip for everybody as well on the AI space. When you are working within chat, a big mistake that most people make, not just appraisers, but anybody in general, is we assume that chat, when it answers us, is giving us the best answer. We assume that chat is giving us all it knows about that particular topic or whatever it is that we're trying, that problem we're trying to solve. Very seldom is that the case, if ever. So a great tip for everybody is if you are in AI and you're working, let's say, within ChatGPT and you get a response from it, don't assume that that is the best. We do this probably, what I'm about to tell you, we do this probably 20 times a day. We will just go in and say, hey, chat, could you do a self-analysis on what you just told me and rate your response on a scale of 1 to 100? And so when we go in and we do that, it's going to look at what it just gave us, the output, and probably you're getting B work. I want, when I'm working with AI, I want A work. I want the best. And what you're going to find when you get into the habit of doing that, it's going to look at what it just told you. It's going to say, hey, Dan, you know what? I'd rate that about an 80, 82. Here are all the suggestions that we can make this response better. And then you say, hey, could you redo that output based on the suggestions you just gave me? And you're going to find that you're going to get a much better response, much better output, especially if it's something important that you're working on. So that's a really great tip and great exercise for everybody.
Yeah, I agree. I didn't know that because when we were talking before, you demonstrated that for me and it rated certain sections of this article 7 out of 10. And then we went in there and said, okay, let's, you know, we want 9 out of 10 work here. And that's something if you don't know, you don't know what you don't know. So if you think chat is coming out with some good stuff, no, ask them to rate it. That's an excellent tip. And the speaker to record and to have a conversation, I wasn't using that, but now I use it all the time now. And it's just like having a conversation. And it's been a big benefit. One, it's more efficient. You're not sitting there typing out what you wanted to say, but it is a conversation. And that was an excellent tip too. So there you go, appraisers. Two tips. Don't trust what ChatGPT comes out with the first time. Ask for it to improve or rate it. And then, you know, use the voice to text or whatever that free version. I just have the free one on Chrome.
Yeah. And it's voice in. So if you just want to go in and Google, I use Perplexity, but it's voice in. It's a Google Chrome extension. It's free.
All right, cool. So we're going to take a break, Roy. I'm going to plug our sponsor here, but then I want to ask you about I know you aren't really involved day to day in your appraisal business, but what specifically is chat helping you guys with? So,
sure.
All right. So this episode is sponsored by the Appraisal Referral Network. It's a community built by an appraiser for appraisers. Unlock new opportunities and learn and earn more private work by leveraging peer-to-peer referrals. You'll also connect with nearby appraisers and access valuable resources and lessons to help you expand your non-lender business. If you're ready to grow in your income and to reach new levels of success, head over to referappraisals.com and join the Appraisal Referral Network today. All right, so we're back. So your business, what are your VAs and appraisers using ChatGPT for? What's the main function they use it every day for in the business?
So in specific to the appraisal side, so there's a number of things that we can do within chat. We can, you know, obviously the data analysis. Now, there's something called custom GPTs, which is basically, if you haven't heard of those as a listener, it's just a chat that is trained how to do a particular task. And they call it a custom GPT. So we can train this to do anything we want. And so we have built custom GPTs that, let's say if we were doing lender work, we have one lender that we work with and that's it. But if we get a revision request, this GPT is trained to write or respond to revisions. We have an AI or a custom GPT that does data analysis. We have one for regression. We have one for paired sales. It's all we have to do is take our data set, put it in the GPT. It knows instantly what to do with the data. Give us the feedback, the breakdown, the graphs, the charts. Excuse me. We also have a custom GPT that writes all of our emails or responds to emails, collects our emails, drafts emails for us. So it does all those things. We can run our reports through, sorry about that. We can run our reports and it can review our narratives and review our appraisals to make sure that we are conforming with Fannie Mae. There's nothing that's really sticking out, that maybe there's a better way we could have worded this. Maybe we could have provided, our appraisers could have provided more support in their narrative or in their explanations. We can, in regards to the appraisal side, from the marketing perspective, there's a lot of things that we can do with it as well. But
yeah, we'll talk about that in your platform too, whatever the program you're working with appraisers on. So yeah, we'll cover the marketing side in a little bit. But so about regression and analysis, so you have a separate function set up. So you already put formulas in there, or what did you put in there as the prompts to let it learn how to take this data set and make this graph? Like what's?
Yeah, so they're fairly easy to create. You go in and you within chat, there's something that says explore GPTs. You click on that and then you just go up to create, and you can create your own GPT. And you basically give it a name, give it a description of what it's going to do. And then actually you can just go in that within the platform, there's something that says create when you go in there, and you just go and say, hey, I want to build a regression analysis custom GPT. This is what I want it to do. I'm an appraiser, and it will start coding it for you. It'll start writing the instructions for you. You know, as far as you just got to tell it what you want it to do, and it can start doing that. Or I could go into Claude, I could go into ChatGPT and say, hey, I'm a real estate appraiser. This is what I'm looking to do. I want to create a custom GPT that will do regression analysis, include the charts, graphs. Can you help me write the instructions that I can use to pop in to my custom GPT so it knows what to do? So we're using AI. We're just telling it what we want to do. We're using it to help us write the instructions. We take those, put it into our AI assistant, custom GPT, whatever you want to call it, and then we start testing it. Now, in addition, you know, to the ways we can help that is we can upload a knowledge base. So what in our custom GPT would we want it to refer to if it needs further guidance? Well, I could upgrade some kind of a knowledge base that is trained on regression analysis. So maybe I go out and I grab a great document that breaks that down exactly how I want this to the custom GPT to act. And I can instruct it, make sure that you are referring to this document that I uploaded. And so we can give it instructions. We can upload a knowledge base for it to refer to. And now all of a sudden we have this powerful assistant to help us in our business for data analysis. And it could be anything, right? If we're same thing when you are working within chat and you're working in your appraisal business every day, and you're working on something and you're like, I wish I could streamline this a little bit better. Going once again into OpenAI or chat, how could you help me do this? Or on the flip side, hey chat, I'm working on this. I do this every day. Could you help me create a custom GPT, an AI assistant that could help me automate this process? Oh yes, Dan, I could help you do that. Here's how we could do that. So if we just get used to going in and conversing, asking it, talking to it, how can you help me? Whether it's building an assistant for whatever you're doing in your business, you're going to be amazed at the power and all of the different ways you can leverage it in what you're doing. You know, maybe you have a team. Same thing, like for us, when we are having team meetings, or let's say you have a new appraiser trainee coming on. We just had this discussion with a client of ours here the other day and say, hey, Roy, we have two trainees coming on. We're not sure. We don't have any manuals in place. We're not really ready to bring them on, but they start in 2 weeks. We need to get some processes built out. So we went into chat, just had a discussion, said, hey, chat, this is who we are. This is what we're doing. We're bringing on two trainees into our business in a couple of weeks. We need to create some SOPs, some onboarding processes, some training manuals. How can you help us do that? And within a session, we broke down the whole strategy for onboarding them thanks to ChatGPT. ChatGPT created the training manual for them. It created the regimen or the schedule. We created a training custom GPT for the trainees to go through. That was all with chat.
Oh, to help us do that.
You know, so, and there's so many use cases. So as an appraiser, we're only limited by our imagination of how it can help us in our business. And, you know, another example with one of our clients, Dan, was they're looking to better streamline what they're doing and get SOPs together and get processes together for their firm. They're starting to grow. And just casually, they had the mention as we were talking, like, you know, I hear about that McDonald's model. You know, every McDonald's is the same. It's the same system, same menu, same everything. I would love to, you know, have kind of a McDonald's model. I said, let's do it. So we went into ChatGPT, explained what we're doing as an appraisal business. And this could be if you're a one-person appraisal business or multi. And we went in and said, this is what we're doing. We need to better systematize. We want to build it after a McDonald's model. And we went in and chat's like, sure, let's break this down. Let's build your appraisal business, just like McDonald's would build up a new franchise. And it was amazing the structure that it gave us and how it related to the appraisal process. You know, so lots of ways that we can integrate, you know, AI into our operations, our report writing, our appraisal process, our team, if we have a team that's working with us. So those are a few examples.
Yeah. So I'm going to make a prediction. Like, we have Alexas now who listen to the conversations. We're going to have these little AI chats that listen to our conversations throughout the day and help us out and come up with it's our virtual assistant would be that little AI model just listening throughout the day and helping us out. Like, you should try this task differently. So
it's already here.
In the future.
That's actually, Dan, that's already here.
Oh, really? Oh, boy.
Yeah.
All right. So speaking of that, what are the downsides and ethical concerns? What's the downside to AI?
So a lot of definitely some downsides to AI. Now, first, AI is fast tracking so fast right now. We are accelerating at just an exponential rate, and there's not a lot of guardrails. So we're kind of going down this path where we don't know where we're going with this. You know, is what we put in there, is our data protected? Is it not? It tells us that if we turn off not sharing, is it not really sharing? We don't really know. If we build a custom GPT, it's supposed to be encrypted. I believe it is, but I don't really know for sure. We have to be really careful what we put in there. And so we don't put in sensitive documents. Like, if we're doing things like with our company or what have not, we have a fictitious company that we will put in. It'll be like ABC Appraisals, you know, we'll use different names and what have not. So you have to be careful the data that you feed it. And we actually work under the assumption that whatever we put in there is probably going to be shared. It may or may not be, but we go in with that assumption so that we're very careful in how we use it and how we leverage it in regard to that. Now, we're not using the AI to actually write our reports for us. Now, it probably could, but it really enhances what we're doing. A couple of things also to be aware of on the downside in regard to that is, what do we disclose on how we're using it? So if we're writing content or we're putting things together, or how did you use it in your appraisal? You know, they're coming up with new rules and regulations. What do we need to disclose in regards to AI? How did it assist us in our reports? And so, you know, we're still working through that process, right? You know, we're kind of in unknown territory right now in regard to that. So all of a sudden, you're seeing appraisers that are writing narratives or that are like phenomenal. You know, and if I was an underwriter, they're probably like, wow, this appraiser was writing this narrative like this just last week. But look at their narratives now.
So phenomenal.
So we do have to be careful the data that we put in there and share what we're disclosing in regard to what we're doing. And then for us, though, I, you know, a lot of people avoid it for those reasons. For us, I think it's important for every appraiser to be aware, because it is not going anywhere. And I want to know if I've got a truck that's going to hit me, I want to be as prepared as I can to know where it's coming from. And if we're just ignoring this AI, like it's not going to affect us in any way, we are going to get blindsided. And one thing, Dan, for another downside for AI is 2024 was a big year for a lot of companies who were trying to figure out, what is this AI? How can we use it? How will it help us in our business? And what I believe you're going to see in 2025, now these companies are going to start implementing AI systems, and you are going to start seeing massive layoffs. Already in the Philippines, just to give you an example, in the Philippines, there is already a significant concern that they're going to lose a significant amount of their GBT because of many things that virtual assistants can do, like the call centers, you can do with AI now.
Right.
You know, and that's going to affect not just there, but even in the US, you're going to be seeing now more and more and more things that are getting replaced with AI, you know, whether we like it or not. So that is one of the downsides, but also with that comes opportunity for appraisers to embrace it.
Totally correct. Of course, there's going to be careers are going to change. People are going to do different things, just like every other technology. People will just do different things. Can't always be the same. So, all right. So, Roy, I initially reached out to you because you had a program for appraisers. I wanted you to talk a little bit about what you're helping appraisers do and what program you're helping them sell them, because it was interesting to me to help appraisers grow in the marketing side of the business. And it's a cool platform that you got going on. So I wanted you to let the appraisers know, you know, if they need help in that arena, what you're offering.
Yeah. So a couple things, you know, on that, Dan, in regards to, we have two primary things that we help appraisers with. One, the AI is our major focus without question. And what we're trying to do for appraisers is bring this awareness. Data analysis is important, but you have this incredible power to help scale your business if you're looking to grow, to streamline your operations if you're looking to do that, to diversify your business and go into AI and help you come up with that plan, the exact plan to follow, where now you have clarity how to move forward. So we're trying to bring an awareness on how appraisers can leverage this incredible ally they have. You know, we're in a time in our appraisal industry where, you know, we've got to make some changes, obviously. You know, this industry is changing. AI, it's not our enemy. It's really our ally when we know how to leverage it in our business. So that's one of the things that we are really deeply involved with, educating appraisers how to work with AI, how to leverage, scale, streamline, and diversify. So those are things we do. We also are very deeply involved, once again, in the outsourcing the virtual assistant space. And we've been doing that for 20 years. So how do you bring on, even if they're local, but if you're looking for somebody that is affordable, does an amazing job, is not going to leave you after a year, is going to help you streamline. Like my executive assistant is amazing. I can't imagine my life without my executive assistant. But those are the two realms that we specialize in. And once again, scale, streamline, diversify. Both of those factors are what we help appraisers do. So if anybody's interested, they can reach out to me, send me an email or reach out on LinkedIn or DM me.
Okay. What's the website for it, Roy?
Yeah. You know, I'd encourage right now, because, you know, we limit our enrollments. We don't really have an open site that we let people go to and just join. Now, one other thing I will mention is we do have what I consider the most powerful CRM or marketing platform for appraisers, where we can build, or you can build, this database of clients, you can market to them. That is nextlevelpro.ai. That's what that CRM is, if you want to check out what that's about. And that's something that you can look into. It's important. I wish, Dan, I would have years ago, I wish I would have started building out a database of realtors years ago, you know, that I could have started marketing to instead of doing it the hard way that I did it. But nextlevelpro.ai, that's our CRM. If you're interested in learning more about AI, virtual assistants, I would just say reach out to me at my email support@roymeyer.com, and I can get back with you and answer any questions that you have.
Got it. All right, Roy, with that, I think we're going to end it here, and then I'll keep you on for a few minutes to talk to our elite members. But is there anything else you want to add to the appraisers who are listening today?
You know, I would just, Dan, you know, on the AI front, I would just encourage everybody to look deeper into it, to go in and get an understanding of what it is and how you can help you, and just go beyond the data analysis part of it. Just get in and embrace it, because I think what you're going to find is when you go in and start having these conversations with it, opening your mind, you're going to get more creative thoughts about, wait a second, like, can it do this? Wait a second, could it do that? Could it help me with this? It's going to expand your thinking about how it can help you in your business. So I would just encourage you to go in, start talking to it, just like it's a friend, asking how it can help you. And just for me, in closing, it's like muscle memory now. It's almost like having a third arm. I just leverage it. I am in there every single day, if not every single hour. And so just start to use it like it's this productivity partner that you have that maybe you didn't realize you had. So that would just be, don't ignore it. Get in, engage with it, see what it can do, how it can help you.
All right, awesome. Again, Roy, I appreciate your time today. And you provided a lot of value to appraisers in the AI space. And again, just hang around and we'll talk to our elite members in a minute.
Yeah, looking forward to it.
Thanks for joining us on the Brews and Appraisal Views podcast. I hope you enjoyed this episode and found some value in it, which you can apply to your appraisal business. If you enjoyed it, please subscribe and leave a review. It really helps us reach more appraisers like you. For more tips and to connect with other appraisers, visit referappraisals.com. Until next time, keep brewing up success in your business, and I'll catch you on the next episode.